Archaeologists believe they may have identified the first people in the Western Hemisphere who knew how to write. The Olmec people lived in what is now the Gulf Coast of Mexico. Before disappearing about 2,500 years ago, they built great cities, carved giant heads out of stone, and also left behind the carving of a single bird that may be the clue to an entire language. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
To find out more about the ancient Olmecs, archaeologist Mary Pohl of Florida State University spent 2 years sifting through an ancient garbage dump preserved in a Mexican swamp. In the coastal state of Tabasco, Pohl's team found leftovers from a wild Olmec party that probably lasted several days.
We found giant platters that they would serve food on and large jugs that probably held some kind of liquid, perhaps a maize beer, and lots of animal bones and human bones. There were a few human bones in there as well.
Yes, the Olmecs practiced ritual sacrifice. Pohl's team also found a stone cylinder about the size of a fist, decorated with carvings, and there were a few pieces of broken jewelry. She believes the Olmecs didn't throw away these objects, but buried them in a fancy ceremony.
The fragments of the jewelry were purposefully destroyed. They were broken up.
Sort of like when you toast somebody and you break the champagne glass?
Well, sort of like that, yes. So it is a kind of a termination ritual. They're kind of killing the spirit of the feast.
Back in the United States, one of Pohl's team members bumped into Olmec expert Michael Coe at a scientific conference. He showed Coe some photos of the decorated stone. Coe, a professor emeritus at Yale University, said the Olmecs dipped the stone in ink and used it to decorate paper, bark, and even their bodies.
We have little clay figurines that show carving and painting where they've obviously rolled on this paint over the body. I'm sure they tattooed also, but this is a cheaper way to produce a nice design on the body.
But what caught Coe's eye was a carving on the cylinder. It shows a tropical bird with what looks like a cartoon bubble coming out of its mouth. Coe said the design inside the bubble was the same as a sign found in Mayan writing 400 years later. When Pohl heard about this, she realized that this little tattoo stone was evidence that the Olmecs created the New World's first writing system.
Well, we're arguing that they are writing, that is, that these signs represent words or concepts. And we think that they had a day name here in the 260-day sacred calendar, which we have translated as Three Ahau.
In other words, the bird, which she believes is the Olmec king, is talking. If she's right, Pohl's discovery would push back the writing timeline from 300 BC to 650 BC. The Zapotec people of Oaxaca, Mexico, would be next, followed by the Mayans. But Yale's Michael Coe is skeptical.
When we write English, there's no question that that's English. With these very, very early sort of scraps and examples, you don't know what the language is, and you can't be 100% sure that it's really tied into a specific language.
Pohl's theory, published this week in the journal Science, has started some big fights. One colleague warned her not to publish the paper because it would ruin her career. But this is how science moves forward, says Coe.
It's controversial, but there's nothing wrong with controversy. Many of my colleagues won't accept this as a truly early form of writing, and others will. But what I hope it is, it stimulates somebody to start digging again.
Archaeologists admit they may never know if the Olmecs developed a written alphabet. The warm, damp climate that made it easy to grow their food likely destroyed any paper or bark texts. The world's oldest writers are still the Sumerians, who scratched out their alphabet on clay tablets in the Middle East 6,000 years ago. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.